Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 9. oktobra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, on Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, October 9th, 2022. Again, just a programming note that on Sunday, October 30th, this broadcast will air at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, not at 3:30 p.m. because of the time change in Slovakia. They do theirs the last Sunday of October. We do ours the first Sunday of November. We start off today's broadcast by going to Prešov. This is Shari Shan with Zašpívajme sobi červené jablučko en rozkvitala fiala.
Zašpívajme sobi Matrika, Maratka, hej, bo mamame rady, hej, z Jakubian śpiewanka, bo mama. Chodźmy, hej, po tam naszym dworze. Kiedy przechodzimy, kiedy przechodzimy, hej, po tam naszym dworze, hej, po tam
As you know, this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, but we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org. On the menu bar, hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Так як пчола пчолу глядать, брат родного брата, так русини хочуть в'єдно святкувати свята.
Через поле широкоє протягнута мітка, чомусь до ня не приходив, мічка була рідка, чомусь до ня не приходив, мічка була. Чомусь Доня не приходив, коли я чекала, а ти прийшов по півночі, коли я вже спала. Чомусь Доня не приходив, коли ти казала, цілу нічку на припічку лампа не гасала, цілу нічку на припічку лампа. Смійся не поклонив парадний тіню, яка шапка на кожний день, така й на неділю. Чим ти, хлопче, на велико цистима чоботьми, що їх носиш поправляти кожної суботу, що їх носиш поправляти кожної суботу. Ой, летіла ласточка, та й стратила перце, я за милим не бану, мене болить серце.
Oh,
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 130th birthday, this Wednesday, of Stefan Fencik, Russian Greek Catholic priest, publicist, and politician. Stefan Fencik was born on October 13, 1892, in the village of Velike Luchke, then part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, today part of the Transcarpathian Oblast in Ukraine. It's about 9 miles southwest of Mukachevo. Fencik studied at the Gymnasium in Uzhhorod and Berehovo. He studied philosophy and theology at the universities in Budapest and Vienna. He studied law in Paris and musicology in Vienna and in Sárospatak and Debrecen in Hungary. In 1916, he received his doctorate in philosophy and theology. He was a professor and vice-rector at the seminary in Uzhhorod, editor of the newspapers Nash Put, Molodaya Rus, and Karpato Ruski Holos. Fencik was also the choir master of the Uzhhorod Bishop's Choir, named Harmonie. He served as a longtime chairman of the Alexander Dugnovich Society, and in 1921, set music to the verses of the anthem of Transcarpathian Russians, Pod Karpatskiyi Rusyny Ostante Hluboki Son, Transcarpathian Russians, arise from your deep slumber. Fencik also published two collections of songs of Transcarpathian Russians in 1921 and 1923. An ambitious politician, he never had a coherent program. He moved between radical autonomism and Italian fascism. In 1931, he was supposed to become the bishop of the Mukachevo Greek Catholic Diocese after the death of Bishop Petro Gebe, but he was unacceptable to most of the clergy. In 1934, he was expelled from the priesthood for non-priestly behavior. In 1935, Fencik was the major founder of the Russian National Autonomous Party and the Czech far-right National Unity. He was elected to the National Assembly, and in 1937, he refused to recognize Act No. 172 on the autonomy of Podkarpatska Rus because it contradicted the Constitution and the international obligations of the Czechoslovak government. After the Munich Agreement in 1938, he lost the election against Andrei Brody for the chairmanship of the autonomous government of Transcarpathia, although he was appointed Minister of Economy and representative of the autonomous government. Fencik developed an irredentist attitude concerning the annexation of the Prešov region into Podkarpatska Rus and was expelled by the Slovak authorities for this. Accused by Andrei Brody of anti-state activities in favor of Hungary, he fled to Budapest to avoid arrest. After the occupation of Podkarpatska Rus by Hungary in March of 1939, Fencik was appointed as a member of the Hungarian Parliament. There he tried to start debates on Subcarpathian autonomy in the Parliament, but were ignored by Hungarian politicians. In 1944, after the outbreak of the Slovak National Rising during World War II, Fencik tried to establish a connection with representatives of the Soviet Union, offering his services, but this was in vain. The Soviets tried to use him to promote orthodoxy in Transcarpathian Ukraine, but he refused to convert. He was then arrested by the Soviet spy service, SMERSH, in January of 1945. Sentenced to death and shot in a prison cell on March 30, 1946, in Uzhhorod. Fencik was legally rehabilitated on April 20, 1992. And next we have Podkarpatskiyi Rusyny with Fencik's arrangement.
Podkarpatskiyi Rusyny. Yeah.
daughters in mind. They had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever.
GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free. 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. The 40th Annual Carpatha Rusyn Celebration will take place Sunday, October 30th at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church and Social Hall, beginning at 9 a.m. with Divine Liturgy and the festival starting from noon and running until 6 p.m. This free event will offer ethnic foods such as holubka, pirohy, halushka, kobasi and sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, pagach, baked goods, and much more. The annual event, after a two-year hiatus, will include musical entertainment by Rusynske Betyare, and there will be a speaker and or a video presentation on Rusyn culture and customs. Display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, and documents, and assistance with genealogical questions will be available. There will be pisanka, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, church tours, children's activities, crafts, parish cookbooks for sale, raffles, videos, and much more. St. John's is handicapped accessible, and admission is free. So that is the 40th Annual Carpatha Rusyn Celebration at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church on Sunday, October 30th, beginning with liturgy at 9 a.m., and then right next door at noon for the festival. For more information, please call 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Or if you want to see more information, go to their webpage, Google this term, St. John Byzantine Uniontown. St. John Byzantine Uniontown.
Potrzebujemy.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And also, don't forget to listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night, 24/7 Russian broadcasting. Everything from poetry to children's fairy tales to liturgy to new music, old style music, and much more. That is russin.fm on your computer, or download the app from the Apple iStore or Google Play. So that is russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tujden. S Bohom.
Rusinju Amerika.